Hi, this is Missionary Ashley Lear, serving in Puerto Rico. I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a Christmas fireside chat with our seminary professors. Today we'll be chatting about the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem and how God used Caesar Augustus to make it possible. And our guest is the Reverend Dr. Peter Scare, professor and chairman of exegetical theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Welcome, Dr. Scare.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sarah, and a continued Merry Christmas to you.
And to you. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I mean, let's begin with the story of our Lord's birth in the Gospel of Luke. It's the one that really makes Christmas Christmas. I mean, the Gospels give us the story of our Lord's birth. We read about the wise men in the Gospel of Matthew. The slaughter of the holy innocents adds drama and points us to the cross. But Luke gives us the beauty of our Lord's birth. It gives us angels and shepherds and Mary and Elizabeth. And for those of us who remember the Charlie Brown Christmas special, it's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, that Charlie speaks on stage. And is that Charlie or who does that? And
it's Linus. A beautiful...
What's that?
I think it's Linus.
Linus, of course. It's Linus with the blanket. Yeah, it's Linus with the blanket. But he actually reads the story and he reminds everybody what Christmas is all about. I just saw a funny thing where it was said that Jesus was kind of disappointed he was born on December 25th because his birth was overshadowed by the Christmas season. But this is, it's a great story, and it's the kind of story I think almost you should read in the King James, but there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be taxed. And, you know, that says something, an amazing thing, because if you look at the Gospel of Matthew, you know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the city of David. You would have a map of Israel if you were to show that story to the people. But if you tell the story of our Lord's birth in the Gospel of Luke, you look at a different map. It's the map of not just of Israel and the 12 tribes and all of that, but it's a map of the Roman Empire. And that says something. It says that our Lord is going to come to be the Savior of the nations. And it's only the Gospel of Luke, not Matthew or Mark, that tells us that Jesus is the Savior. And in those times, it's interesting, Caesar Augustus was often called the Savior because he did so many great things for the people. He gave them roads and sanitation, and he gave them safety. He gave them the Pax Romana. But now would come our Lord Jesus, who would be the Savior of the nations, and he would bring everlasting peace. And that's what the angels proclaimed. So when we're talking about Caesar Augustus, we're now on the world stage here, and it's already looking forward to a time in which the gospel would go to all the nations. It's already looking forward to a time when St. Paul would take the gospel to Rome, and that's where he ends his life at the end of the book of Acts. He's in prison, but he's still proclaiming the gospel to Gentiles, to people like you and me. The other thing to think about is as a word of comfort for people, because, you know, when you look at the Christmas songs, a lot of them are sad. I mean, I love them still, like, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But the songs are often sad because our lives can be full of heartache and sorrow, sadness. It's a time where we think about loved ones, perhaps who have moved away, who have left the faith, and tragically, those who have died, though, in the faith. And when we think of it, we think maybe of our own sufferings. But as we do, the story of Luke and of Caesar Augustus reminds us that the Lord is the Lord of all. The one who is in the manger is actually the Lord who is the Lord of heaven and earth. And Caesar Augustus, there was never a greater or more powerful person on earth up until then, and maybe even up until this day. He was a mighty man. And what's great about the story is Caesar Augustus is not like an evil person. He's not like Herod who wants to kill the babies in Bethlehem. He's just doing his job. And his job is to organize his empire. His job is to make sure everybody is registered. That is, to everybody is to be taxed. So when you look at a person like that, he seems to be all powerful. And you might look at the world and you think, wow, look at these rich and famous people. Look at the people in Washington or Moscow or whatever you would think, the people of Hollywood, the people of Wall Street, the people that you think rule the world. They don't rule the world. Caesar Augustus is actually like a pawn in God's game of chess. He has no idea what he's doing. He knows what he's doing in his own mind. But our Lord is using Caesar Augustus because Caesar is establishing his own empire. But through that, God uses Caesar to establish his kingdom. Do you think Caesar Augustus had any idea about Bethlehem, had any idea about King David or the son of David? He had no clue. But yet the Lord used him to bring about his plan of salvation. It's like it was all set in motion. So when we say all things work together for the good for those who love God, sometimes we can't see why things are happening. I don't know whether Mary and Joseph were happy to be told to go to Bethlehem. I don't think it was cruel or anything like that, but it was our Lord's plan all along. And I think that should give us great comfort during this season of Christmas, because we can look at earthly rulers and powers and principalities, and they really don't matter anything compared to the Lord who is working out our salvation.
The Reverend Dr. Peter Scare, Professor and Chairman of Exegetical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah.
Did you know that donating appreciated securities, including stocks and bonds, is an easy tax-efficient way to support KFUO by designating the proceeds of the sale to KFUO? Hi, I'm Mike Fisher, Senior Gift Planning Advocate with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and I'm here to help you leverage your love for KFUO. Contact me about the benefits of stock giving by visiting kfuo.org/give. Giving can be easy, and I'm here to help. kfuo.org/give.